another memorable time was I worked, we worked for Nuit Blanche 2 years in a row, which is a big all-night arts festival, right, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And one of our projects that we did was for a kind of theatrical message and with using photography. And that night, I probably stayed up for 26 hours straight, and that's the longest I've ever stayed up. I can't even pull all-nighters, and I have to stay up for 26 hours. But, you know, it's like 8 in the morning. We hadn't slept yet, but we all just went to breakfast to talk. And when I say all, I mean a lot of great artists from Toronto, local artists, just talking about the ideas, the experience we had just gone through all together. And just being a part of that, it was amazing, as tired as I was.
You know, I think that it's definitely always a rewarding experience to collaborate with anyone that's creative and artistic.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, you have engaged in the arts community is a reflection of your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Staying up for 26 hours is
yeah,
not easy.
Because
that's commitment.
And I had to bike home after, and I'm falling asleep on my bike, going down Bathurst Street at like 11 a.m.
I can completely understand what it's like when you're so committed to an association where you stay up, you know, many hours.
Yeah.
But it's that passion. When you believe in the community that you're serving and you
mm-hmm.
believe in the people that you're serving the community with, it really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes what I see is I see program editors come here to the association every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is after they complete their term, they still want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
So because they want to be engaged and a part
mm-hmm.
of the community. So we have had a number of outstanding research analysts and junior research fellows and former program editors who have, you know, continued to support our association and have continued to release
mm-hmm.
publications and have continued to conduct interviews and have continued to attend our events because they believe in the work that we do.
Exactly.
As an association and as a team.
And I find the 2 weeks that I've been here, there's already been so many great conversations, and I think that alone, just being able to talk your own opinions with people and get different perspectives, that's kind of what keeps people going here. I'm finding that as soon as, like, all the program editors get along really well here, we're all passionate about what we do, and when we can talk to each other about events in the world and make fun of them and just have a laugh, it really creates that environment where, yeah, after 4 months, I think I definitely want to come back and still continue being a part of the NATO Association
absolutely.
Of Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. And I encourage you to, you know, it's definitely something worthwhile in terms of, you know, being involved. And at the same time, what you're saying is 100% true. You know, this is a place where, you know, we engage in discussion about international relations, global affairs, diplomacy, and it's really nice to read articles by young people
who are
driven and
mm-hmm.
are committed. And I can say that over the past 2 weeks, I've noticed the commitment and the drive and the ambition and the determination that each and every one of the program editors
mm-hmm.
has exemplified. I've had a number of people come up to me and ask me about conducting interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely excited to do some one-on-one tutorials and training on how to conduct interviews,
mm-hmm.
on how to use the different softwares that are available. So that enthusiasm and that dedication definitely does not go unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention that in addition to the great conversations that we can all engage in here at the association, we also have a tremendous amount of support
mm-hmm,
from
definitely.
Our president, Julie Lindhout, and our vice president, Doug Knight.
Yeah.
I encourage all of the program editors and former program editors to, you know, continue to have close communication with our
mm-hmm.
president and our vice president, because they are truly, as someone who's been here for a year and a half, I can say that they're good people.
Yeah.
And hardworking.
I totally agree.
And hardworking and genuinely care about each and every student, person that walks through those doors. Mm-hmm. So, Bianca, yes. Moving on, the next question that I want to ask you is pertaining to culture. And I want to state that in addition to your involvement and your studies, you're also passionate about studying other cultures mm-hmm. and areas of the world. Can you touch on how your captivation with Toronto's diverse environment and love of culture has guided your studies and career to focus on global affairs mm-hmm. today?
When I started university, I had just moved to Toronto. I was born in Toronto, but we kind of moved across the GTA and ended up in very suburban towns. But every time I would come to Toronto, there's so much going on, and I guess I have a love of live music, so I always was going out and, you know, seeing different performances from old to young and people who've been around forever, people from different countries. And then when I started theater, that opened another fine arts perspective of, you know, plays that have come from all around the world to just show in Toronto. And I was really bad with directions when I moved here, so I would get lost often. And
well, it's so easy to. You can't turn right, you can't turn
exactly.
left, you can't, how do you drive?
Exactly. So, you know, you just end up walking everywhere, and you hear something or you see some poster on the wall that really, it's like, whoa, that looks really cool, why not? And it was always asking myself, why not, right? That really pushed me to explore more. And I met such great friends in my first year of university who had the same passion of just wanting to explore the city we were studying. We didn't just want to be a city where we just go to U of T and we study in a library and we're sad every day, right? Because it can be hard. So we always made sure that we weren't going to sacrifice our passion for exploring the city. And we always found, at least for myself, I always found that just putting my books aside for an hour or two a night, or not a night, but every now and then, to just go outside and walk with a buddy and get food, and, you know, Toronto's great for that, too. You kind of see how Toronto has... You kind of see why Toronto is so attractive for multiculturalism, and because people are really open to everything, and people want to explore, and it's such a great city to explore that when I found... when I found a course at U of T called Democracy, War, and Peace, and when I took that course and we just studied the history of different countries and the people of those countries, I found it to be more focused on cultures. I found culture and art and all these things to have a real position in politics, and that's kind of why I decided to go with political science, because it studies cultures, it studies people, and why people are important, and why they make up politics today. Like, politics doesn't come out of nowhere. It's because people have opinions, and they want something, or they want to change something, and they want to represent something, or make things better. And that's why I found global affairs to really connect with me, because I do have that love of exploring, and this was a way for me to study exploration, in a sense.
Like you said, Toronto is such a beautiful yeah. city. There are so many restaurants, so many different art galleries, mm-hmm. museums, theaters. Mm-hmm. It's an entertainment district. There's so much for you to see and do and explore.
Yeah.
That it's definitely one of those places where you want to visit.
Exactly.
You know, and the thing that I really love about Toronto is the diversity and the multiculturalism, mm-hmm. and there's so many different events
exactly.
that
so many festivals that represent these
yeah.
cultures around the world that make up the city itself.
I encourage everyone to come visit Toronto. The opportunity to attend different festivals allows you to learn more about the cultures and the,
mm-hmm.
the rich and vibrant people that come with the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and like you said about interviewing diplomats and things like that, going to, like, seeing these festivals and going and engaging with these festivals, that itself is diplomacy, right? You're learning about a culture that you may have to deal with in the future for a job, or, and it lets you understand where other people are coming from, and that's so important when you are going to be a diplomat, or you are going to need to, or you will need to, but I guess it's important because if you are going to be a diplomat, or you want to stop conflict, right? It's all about talking, or and talking with other people, not just people with your own perspectives. And that's something on our first day we learned, right? Just by sitting down and talking, that's what's going to stop a war. Like, that kind of thought, like that thought process.
100%, and an interesting point. And this is true because we all serve as ambassadors. And it was mentioned in the office that as program editors and as research analysts and as junior research fellows, we are all ambassadors of the NATO Association of Canada. We all represent our association. But at the same time, when there are events outside of the association that we attend, I know I attend a number of events that consul generals and ambassadors put on here in Toronto. I represent the association, and I do it with a lot of pride.
Yeah.
It's a complete honor. I can say that Toronto is definitely one of the best cities for multiculturalism, diversity, for fine dining, for theater, for entertainment. Just come. I feel like I'm selling the city, but you have to come.